Welcome to TimeWise. I'm Becky Foster.
And I'm Tracy Hall. Becky and I work for the Counseling and Student Support Services Department at SCAD Atlanta,
also known as CS3.
First off, we want to thank you for downloading our podcast. In this episode, we will provide you with hands-on tips for managing your time using a tool called the Covey Quadrant.
Stephen Covey's Time Management Quadrant is designed to break down your time using four different criteria: urgent, not urgent, important, and not important tasks.
Take a moment to jot down assignments that are due this week and other personal plans.
If you take a look at the attached PDF, you will see that the task items that are important and urgent fall into Quadrant 1. These items may include a crisis, deadline-driven projects, and assignments due in the very near future.
Take a look at your to-do list and copy down the items that are important and urgent into Quadrant 1.
Now look to the right at Quadrant 2. This box is for items that are not urgent but important, such as preparing for an upcoming test or setting aside time to let your paint dry. These are items for which completion is crucial but not immediate.
Now think about what tasks are important but not urgent. Go ahead and jot down these items in Quadrant 2.
Now look down to the bottom left corner for Quadrant 3. This box is set aside for items that are urgent but not important. For instance, a friend calls to talk about a party you're going to that night. A lot of times, these interruptions to our study schedule, such as social events or phone calls, can fall into Quadrant 3.
Finally, take a look at the bottom right corner in Quadrant 4. This space is used for items that are neither urgent nor important. For instance, perusing Facebook and doing other activities that can monopolize our downtime. Although these sorts of activities are fine if used in moderation, items in Quadrant 4 should not consume a majority of our time.
Go ahead and take a moment to fill out Quadrants 3 and 4.
Keep a copy of your completed Covey Quadrant on your desk or in your book bag. Keep it handy as a reminder to stay on task and prioritize your activities.
If you feel the need to speak to someone about your time management skills or other personal issues, please feel free to contact one of our CS3 staff members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
Also, don't hesitate to use the comments link at the bottom of this webpage if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
That wraps up this segment of TimeWise. Thanks for joining us, and check back soon for upcoming podcasts from CS3.